I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. People in Lebanon are using Facebook groups to barter for the goods they need following the currency's latest plunge. Desperation remains at an all-time high. Lebanon faces its worst economic crisis since the 15-year civil war. As Pierre Hosni of Horizons International explains, it's a multi-layered catastrophe.
There was a civil war that took the lives of hundreds of thousands of Lebanese people. And then the corruption, you know, all the under-the-table dealings, when the political protests really happened, that caused the economy to collapse to a great degree. And now the COVID has just taken an economy that was on its knees and just laid it flat on its back.
People need hope and answers to life's biggest questions, and they're not finding it in the government. So pray for Horizons as it transitions in-person evangelism efforts online. And the Beirut-based Arab Baptist Theological Seminary is rethinking its residency program. President Eli Haddad says Lebanon's financial struggles and COVID-19 mean that the school can't have students living on campus full-time anymore.
And we came up with what we're calling the modified residential program, where instead of bringing in full-time students, we want to reach out to people who are in full-time ministry and then come alongside them and make program accessible to them. If they're able to invest like 15 hours a week plus annual residencies in Lebanon, then we can work with these leaders so that they can get the training that they need.
Through this new program, ABTS can reach 120 students instead of just 40. So pray that God will give wisdom to the staff as they continue to navigate this change. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.